Japan. Finally today, it's no exaggeration to say that the coronavirus outbreak is upsetting, nerve-wracking, anxiety-inducing to many. So we want to do our part to help you feel a little less stressed out. For this, we've called on our friend, NPR Music Stephen Thompson, who's taken on the task of putting together a list of songs to help ease our anxiety during this crisis. And he is with us now in our recently cleaned studio. Stephen, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Don't touch anything. Okay.
I wouldn't dare.
All right. So first, what is one song that for you defines the meaning of an anti-anxiety song?
Well, the first song I picked is called Nick Drake Tape by a band I love called Clem Snide. I used to actually sing this song to my children to calm them down, and it has always had a really calming influence on me, in part because it's a song about using music as a mechanism to settle your nerves. Let's hear a little bit of it.
All right.
That Nick Drake tape you love, tonight it sounds so good. As brown as leaves can get, and sleep is what you should.
And because you are a good colleague, Stephen Thompson, you reached out to other colleagues at NPR Music to find out what songs they recommend for reducing anxiety. Let's go through a few of them.
Yeah, we put together a whole playlist on Spotify, and everyone on the team just happened to have a lot of selections at the ready for stuff that they're using to calm their anxieties. One piece that I really, really loved is by the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino. He just did an episode of his show about music to calm down, and the title of the show is Calma, which is also the title of this album by Omar Sosa, who's a piano player from Cuba. And it's mostly solo piano, and it is so mellow and comforting and warm and beautiful. Let's hear a little bit of the song Madre.
That is lovely.
Yeah, you just kind of lean back and settle into your chair a little bit listening
to it. Okay, what else you have?
Well, the mix jumps all over the place. There's classical and jazz and ambient music, folk music, pop music, blues. One that I brought is by Kendrick Lamar, a song called Love that to me is not only just a really beautiful and warm song, but it also evokes the feeling of being out in the world and kind of driving on a sunny day. I think songs that can evoke a sense of place that maybe if you're cooped up in your house and not able to experience that, I think it's helpful. I think it's calming in its own way. Let's hear a little bit of Love.
All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There is nobody, no one to help run me.
Another world premiere.
So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
I love it because I think a lot of people think that calming music has to sound like spa music.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Those of you who know what I'm talking about. But it doesn't. I think what a great idea.
If I'm in my mind at work, would you still
lovely.
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to
lovely.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Okay, what else you have? I think you have one more here.
Well, I've got something that kind of does sound like spa music, and I love it. It's by the German composer Max Richter. He made a box set, an 8-hour piece of music in 2015 called Sleep. And it's kind of ambient orchestral music that's designed to map over a good night's sleep. And boy, if you ever get a chance to see this in concert, they actually bring out beds. I could not recommend it more. It changed my life. So let's hear some of a beautiful piece. It's called Dream 8, Late and Soon.
So, Stephen, tell us how we can find the playlist that NPR Music has so thoughtfully created for us?
Well, you can just go to nprmusic.org. It's a really, really lovely mix that also will let you discover some new music along the way.
All right, especially since people can't really go to concerts right now.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for this. Tell us one more to go out on, if you would.
Well, let's go out on one of my favorite voices in all of music, the great Mavis Staples. She put out a terrific record in 2013 called One True Vine. This is the title track. Her voice just sets me into a comfortable place immediately.
I was last in line.
That is NPR Music's Stephen Thompson doing his best to help us through these anxious times. And if you want to recommend songs to help relieve stress, you can tweet us too at NPRATC using the hashtag NoStressPlaylist. Stephen Thompson, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
I was dead at first.